I've been thinking a bit about who's going to be Christmas number one. I'm quite annoyed because it will obviously be Alexander Burke, who won the X Factor. As the last 3 years, I think, have been the X Factor winners. Now, I've got nothing against the X Factor, but I think it's rubbish because they don't have the best song and they're not the most festive songs. They just have a massive fan base because they just won the X Factor. So yeah, this week the Christmas number sorry, this week the singles number one is last year's X Factor winner Leona Lewis with her rubbish cover of Snow Patrol's brilliant hit Run. I do love that song, but she just did not do it any justice, which is a shame because I'm a big Leona fan. But no, it's terrible. I don't know why it's number one. What I personally think should be number one is Bandaged with the Little Drummer Boy. If you've not heard it yet, it's a new entry in the singles chart this week at number three, and it is Terry Wogan and Aled Jones. Aled Jones being the boy who sang Walking in the Air with the Snowman. He's all grown up now and duetting with Terry Wogan. Now, they're both Welsh, which is the main reason I like it, but it's just really funny. So give that a listen, get it and buy it, make it be number one just for me. Go on. Here are some different odds by some betting places. This is the sort of favourites in order to be Christmas number one. So at number one, there's the X Factor winner, Alexandra Burke. At number two, Leona Lewis. Three is, of course, Terry Wogan and Aled Jones. Then we've got Wham at number four, with I'm assuming it's a re-entry of Last Christmas. Then we've got Take That. After Take That, we have Rick Astley. Now, I don't know if he's got out a new single or if it's an old one. If it is, I didn't know he had any Christmas songs. I really don't know what that's on about, but he's like 16 to 1 to win, so that should be interesting. After him, we have Bob the Builder. And after that, lastly, we've got Geraldine McQueen, who is, of course, the winner of Strictly Dancing on Ice and The X Factor and Joseph and whatever it was that Peter Kay done. So hopefully it will be Terry Wogan and Aled Jones. My apart from them, my favourite Christmas song ever has to be The Pogues' Fairy Tale of New York. So everyone get out and either buy that or Terry Wogan and Aled Jones, and we'll have a good Christmas without the X Factor.